Wyoming's ranking as a bike-friendly state continues to drop. The state ranks 36th after ranking 33rd last year and 11th in 2010. The loss of stature has concerned the director of Wyoming Pathways, Tim Young. He's been speaking with the Wyoming Department of Transportation about the issue, and he joins us to discuss the report.
This report was principally looking at the state level. What is the state doing in terms of the categories of policies and programs, legislation and enforcement, infrastructure and funding?
Now, you were just speaking with the director of the Department of Transportation here in our state and talking with them about this. What are some of the fixes you see out there?
Well, one thing to keep in mind, it's not just YDOT's job to address bicycling and walking. Programs come to them to manage, but there's also a role for the legislature, for example. And the questions I think we can ask looking at this, are there improvements to state laws that might make conditions safer for bicycling and walking? And what changes would be appropriate? Another one that's really a legislative question, is the state investing sufficiently in facilities for communities to build their biking and walking systems? Are they getting the support they need? So that's those questions for the legislature. I think there's a role for Governor Mead as he's looking at state investments in these types of active transportation modes to help realize the benefits. We can document economic benefits, health benefits, and quality of life benefits where communities collaborating with the state have improved their bicycling and walking systems.
Yeah, and I wanted to just follow up on that. I know you did quite a summit on this last year discussing these things, but the findings have been that, the friendly bicycle regulation really does help communities. If people are looking to move to a community, this is a big deal to them.
It's one of those measuring points that new businesses take a look at, and we've actually seen examples of businesses, for example, in Cheyenne that we're looking for a place to site a business, Lowe's, a big distribution center. And when they discovered the Greenway system Cheyenne has, it was one of those turning points. They said, this is a place we would like our employees to be able to live and raise a family.
Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, Tim, I have never I've done this a long time, and I'm trying to remember if I've ever heard of any bike legislation that's come up before the legislature. I'm sure it's happened before, but it's not been something that you hear committees debate or discuss quite a bit. What would you be looking for from them?
I think there's opportunities for looking at on the legislative side for how are the current laws working for us in Wyoming. For a couple of years ago, the legislature did remove what they call a mandatory side path law, and that now bicyclists, if there's a pathway on the side or the road, they can decide which they feel more comfortable in. So that was one legal legislative change that was made. I think that looking at a complete streets kind of policies is another opportunity where looking when you're designing a road or a street or a highway, considering the needs of all the users that are there. And if it's the bicycling and walking or components and having to address safe crossings for the street, those can be done as a part of an improved policy. And it may not necessarily require a law, but it could certainly be a state policy that the DOT could adopt within the agency.
It looks like funding might be a big thing for – maybe it's more of a funding situation to give to communities to develop a
– The communities have benefited greatly by a couple of programs YDOT manages. The Transportation Alternatives Program, it's a federally funded program that YDOT does a tremendous job with creating a community grant program. Communities in Laramie has been one that's received funds, but there's been several dozen communities across the state that have benefited by the transportation enhancements. It used to be called, it's called Transportation Alternatives now. And that builds community greenways, pathways. It can do pedestrian crosswalks and sidewalks. It's been very successful. And looking at ways to leverage those federal funds with some smart state investments in support of our community's needs, I think that's one of the ways we could really see this score climb up in the next couple of years.
Do you see this as a positive thing in the sense that you're at least talking about some of these issues?
Absolutely. I mean, it's commendable that YDOT is willing to take a look critically at their programs, evaluate the best practices that other states are having success with, and to consider the recommendations in this. And the willingness for YDOT to do that, I'm very impressed with, and I think that's my sense is that WIDOT's willing to do that, and I hope both on the governor's side and the legislature's side, they can assist in that.
Tim Young of Wyoming Pathways, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.